Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akila Ali, and this is being brought to you by Crow Radio, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about Crow, please visit us at croe.org or feel free to reach out, 773-925-1600. I would be remiss if I do not acknowledge, in the name of Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and also in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet you again in the greetings of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. And I thank the ability to have this forum and have access to these wonderful audios of the last messenger of Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, due to the organization of Crow and its founders, Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, and our dearly departed business manager. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Brother Munir Muhammad. As I always state each week, the reason why I continue to do Nothing But Elijah is to pay homage to my dear brother, and also it is a wonderful way to allow our brothers and sisters to have the opportunity to hear the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And oftentimes I try to select an audio that is aligned with whatever is going on in the news, which can be any of the audios, really, of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or something that may tie in to a specific period of time historically. Today, selfishly, is because it's what I have been listening to, and that is the Theology of Time series. I think that each and every time I go back and listen to the Theology of Time series, it allows me to kind of gauge where my study is and where my understanding is based upon how much more information I gain from it, how much more knowledge, things that I may not have even thought that I missed, I pick up on something else each time. So without further ado, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. I know that you didn't came out here with all these beautiful clothes on just to sit and look at me. You know, my father was a preacher himself. When I was born, I used to sit up when I got old enough, pardon me, I used to sit on the speaker stand with him. And everybody would try to hurry to get me on the speaker stand. And those days, much different from these days. My father was poor and he never could buy me a good suit of clothes. And that I would sit up there, I was about 2 or 3 years old, with a little dress on. That's right. They put us on little dresses. The boys is really going some now. I'm certainly happy to see all of you smiling faces here today. This is a really beautiful city. If you were here where I am, you would agree with me. Well, I'm not going to take that preacher's text that I told you about. But I'm going to have something similar, but I'm not going to have all of his works on the book stand. See, he had a quart of whiskey up there, had a quart of full line between the Bible and the quart of whiskey. And he told his people, he says, my text today is that some of these things is going to move you. So I have a holy quran lying here in front of me, but I do say some of these things is going to move you. You may be seated. I had forgotten you were standing. You look so even looking across your head there. It looked like you were sitting down. But anyway, looking over your head, I see something about your head that I would like to get a hold of. As I used to hear my father preach in the South, he was a preacher of the Baptist Church, and he used to preach about that father, the hell father. He would teach it so frightening until even I myself, being his son, would be trembling sometimes, thinking, wonder will I live to get to heaven before ever that comes. Yes, thank you. And that I was lucky. I didn't have to go to heaven. Heaven came to me. We've been preaching here for the last 5 or 6 weeks on what you see on the board. We had for our subject up until today the theology of time. And we are still working on time. And since we have arrived here, and it's a little cooler than it was early this morning, we want to take a hold of some of this time subject. We want to take a hold to the real root of time as you really take it for yourself all the time to talk about the time is coming. This has been our subject for many years, and time is what we've been looking for. But time, what you've been looking for, is the time of judgment. So if you've been looking for the time of judgment, this is just what we are preaching on today. The time. I'm very happy to have with us today some of these people who preach like myself. We have from Wisconsin, Reverend John Jr. Wise. Reverend John Jr. Wise. Reverend Morris Neal Wise. Then we have Mr. Richard Stotts, Teacher Wise. We have some Wise in here. Oh, the brother here said these are abbreviations for Wisconsin. I know one thing, I was looking at how it's spelled, you know, like, and I was getting mixed up. So I go back over. We have Reverend Morris Neal. We have Reverend John Jr. We have Mr. Richard Stotts, a teacher, all from Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a smart state. I went out there and made a temple in it years ago. We have a sister by the name of Miss Doris Wallace. She's a teacher from Wisconsin. Now, all of you wise people coming from Wisconsin here to hear us today, I may have you to say something after you see whether that I'm leading off for myself or not. I'm going to always try and protect myself. So I'm happy that you're visiting us this afternoon, and we pray Allah that you will be happy to continue. I'm not saying really a rabbit, but I don't like for people to throw bricks at me. I gotta look around. So to have these professional class people with us this afternoon, we hope that they will leave feeling like that we are their brothers and not their enemies. We're not there to teach against each other. We are here to teach the togetherness of us and not to teach against each other. Whatever you know, whatever you believe in, that's you. Whatever I know, whatever I believe in, that's me. If we like one or the other belief, we will let each other know. But first I would like to say to you, beautiful, sitting here before my eyes, as something that we don't have very often. In the world today, we find their congregation very small in places. They are breaking up, and they are running here and there seeking something more than what they have. I see here before me an estimate somewhat little over 1,000 people. I estimate them to be there. You come up here, maybe you and I will get together on that. I think you look like you will number into 1,000, a little over. In fact about it, this is a small group to when I go out in the public to take the numbers up to 10,000 and more. This don't make me feel like that I'm bigger than you. No. It makes me feel that we are getting together. Not that I'm bigger than you. We're all the same. We must remember, as the Holy One teaches us, we just cannot be so proud that we can reach the height of a mountain or a hill. Since we cannot even reach the height of trees and hills and mountains, why should we be so proud when these things is higher than we are? So if we cannot reach the height of mountains, hills, and even some of our elements is walking around by us, much taller than we are, so why should we feel proud? I think that we should relax, take a seat and sit down and look and see around us what all is really higher than we are. We cannot step through the earth, not by no means. Earth is approximately 8,000 miles in diameter. Yes, through it. Now, our legs don't measure that. I'm only wanting to ask you not to be proud. We can't reach the top of the mountain, and we can't step through the earth. So why shouldn't we be on the level on the earth? Right. This is what has ruined the black man in North America. He's taken step after his slave master. Want to be proud and big boy. You cannot be big boy even with him. He has the world and you have nothing. Well, I just want to talk with you a little too apart. For anything else, we just want to talk with each other. We have with us men of all types, and these men want to know whether or not that we have something above what they have or something equal that we can listen to each other on. We don't believe in criticism because we all came from slave parents, and that if we want to criticize each other, we have to go back and get a hold to the devil slave master and see how many of us did he raise higher than the other. I love company, language. I love to be equal with you. I don't like raising myself up above you just because I believe I know more than you. No, we don't do that. I may have insulted you when I said that. But a man talks by God, lived with God for 3 years and a half, and he taught him his wisdom. I know you didn't hear all of this. I know you did not see all of this. That was taking place 40 years ago. That I'm teaching you about today. But I want to let you know I am not proud over you in the way that we said the enemy proud comes to us. I'm not that kind of man. I'm a little old man that just loves to talk with you. Love to see you in a better condition than you are in. Love to make acquainted my God and your God to you. Just the kind of little fellow you see standing here. We don't like showing off. By no means. If I have to hurt your feelings, I will try and rub the soul down somewhere in what I say. But if I hurt your feelings, I'm hurting it for the better. Sometimes the doctor has to hurt before he can heal. So this may come to us in our talk or discussion. Since we have preachers here, who do we say sent preachers out to preach? According to the reading of the book, God didn't never send an army of preachers out. The English language uses the word preach. This is all right for us. We understand. We don't intend to make fun. But preacher of the right sort sent to people to teach them of something that is about to come to pass. They are sent from God, and they don't never, he never has sent a whole group of them. He made the responsibility to light on one man. He sent Jonah to Nineveh, according to the history of Jonah in the Bible, to call upon the Ninevites, to warn them that yet 40 days and 40 nights, Nineveh will be overthrown. Why do he specify the 40 days and 40 nights? We want to find out why did he give him that length of time. Because 40 days is used, 40 nights is used in the ending of the world. And to compare his preaching with the end of the world, man's sermon there. Okay, then it is right. He should have that number to give us a picture of what the end of the world figure will look like. Jesus fasted 40 days, he said, in the wilderness. What wilderness did Jesus fast in? We must clean up as we go. This is the way scholars and scientists get together after you. Everything you said, they chase you on. I've been chased by scientists, scholars, still is chased. Not much now. And because they see me and they know me. But I just want to teach you science. I'm just grieved over this. I want to teach you the science that you should know. I want you to learn about the person of God and the person of his messenger. I want you to learn them. Then you can battle if you want. There is no messenger of God comes in to bully the people that he sent to teach. He let them do that. But he's not to mock and bully them. No. We have thousands of preachers of Christianity in the country of America. You can't find in the Bible where God ever sent 1,000 people. The preacher may have to go there and get 1,000, but he never sends 1,000 to the people. So I'm not making fun, but I'm only wanting you to understand. If there had been sent with me 1,000 more Elijah Muhammad, you would have seen me bowing out of that people, because I didn't think God was so weak that he would have to send in 1,000. No fun. Just want to tell you the truth. Here to you the theologist's side of the truth. This is what I'm here for. I know where we came from. We came from an enemy. Think over in the time of slavery. The enemy made his own preachers. And they had better preach what he tells them to preach. He still likes that. Remember, Reverend, I'm not asking you. I'm just only trying to teach you the theology of time. At the present time, you'll see he will back up any reverend if that reverend continues to believe what he tell him to teach. He will give him money to teach his Christians. I say, Reverend, let us look at Christianity when it began. Did not God create it? The Bible said Adam. And then if God did not give Adam the true religion, what does he look like then saying to you and I that here it is now, since Adam died, I raised up Jesus. Brothers, we have to remember, if Jesus has brought to us that true religion, and yet Adam didn't have it, what are we going to say to Jesus?